Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Rusty Mansell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Who are you pulling for now at this point?
Well, I'm not pulling for anybody.
Okay, well, just curious.
I have to make a prediction, but I'm not pulling for anyone. Can everybody just end at a tie?
Yeah.
You know, I guess when you talk about tonight's games first, I'm kind of mad because I'd be in Scottsdale right now. I was flying out Tuesday morning until Trinidad and Chambliss decided to have a damn Johnny Manziel night against Georgia's defense, and then that flight got canceled. But I think that these four teams are fascinating. There's all storylines, great storylines. I think, personally, that Indiana's made a believer out of me, and I don't know what it's going to take to beat them.
Wow, he's trying not to look at me right now, which I appreciate.
I looked at you. Let's start the year off of that.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you know, but I do think, and I heard Bo say this earlier, and I everybody always says, you know, I said this from the day that Miami got in the bracket, I thought, boy, that is a tough out because they are so physical on both sides of the line. You know, the storyline had Georgia. I'd already kind of talked about it with my group. I said, listen, if Georgia plays Miami, we're not dialing into the Carson Beck deal. Okay, that's a storyline. Mm-hmm. They don't he's not driving that show. Their offense and defensive line, they're running it. He had 131 yards passing, and they beat Ohio State. He's doing what he needs to do. Now, he had some good runs, but, you know, physically up front, I think that Miami's going to be too much, and I think the off-season stuff is finally going to catch Ole Miss. And then you see Lane Kiffin pull two coaches yesterday. I mean, I don't get it, man. I don't care the opinion on him, and I've kind of stayed out of that lane, but that is absolute BS to do that to those kids this week, to pull two more coaches yesterday. And I mean, it's just I don't get it, man.
I hate it as well. And I want to get back to some of these playoff games, but I've got these names in front of me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna
throw Dalen Everett, Chris Miller, CJ Allen, and Zachariah Branch. Knowing what you know about them, ooh, and knowing what you know about this city,
mm-hmm,
give me one of those guys of the four of them that you would like to play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Positional need, Christian Miller.
Okay.
Because he is a guy that can play tough against the run, and he has created pass rush from interior pass rush. He can push the pocket. He's been coached hard. He is a huge person. Now, as a kid from Cedar Grove, I'll give you a quick story. We were at FCA camp at West Georgia. It's about 250 degrees. Absolutely.
I've been to that camp.
I mean, absolutely.
Times.
the most illegal thing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, I have no idea.
There ain't no wet bulb out there.
I mean, there ain't no wet bulb. These kids are playing basically a state semifinal at Carrollton. Now, we are praising the Lord after the game. But yeah. I will say that part is legal. But I go to that camp every year because I don't even know how we're doing that in July. But
bro,
what
I've been
will
to those
say,
camps as a coach, you are so spot on. It,
I mean, they're killing
like,
each other. They're killing each other, man.
Here.
Well, so Cedar Grove, that defending state champion team, they're there that day. Of course, they go through. They're playing North Gwinnett. It was one of the most talented games I've ever seen. All kind of NFL players in that game. Eventually, Christian Miller stood up after the practice, and I'm just dying from standing out there. I can't wait to get in my truck just to change clothes, basically. He stands in front of the whole team, and he says, do not have on slides tonight. Do not have your hat on backwards. He goes, you take a shower, and you come downstairs. Those women that are cooking that meal tonight, let's act respectful. He told the whole team.
Wow.
I was like, wait a minute now.
Let's go.
I mean, that's a high school kid. He wasn't doing that because I was there. That was something he does.
I love that.
So I love the personality on him. But C.J. Allen, I love that. But I just think interior pass rush and a disruptive guy, I will take him. He's going to play himself into – people are going to – he's probably got a mid-second-round grade, Mike.
That
he's going to talk himself into a first-round.
I was going to say,
they're going to be more and more impressed with him.
We can't get anybody in the first round. So when you said him, I was like, okay, that might be attainable. Yeah, maybe.
He could get there, but my fear for the Falcons not getting him is he's going to talk himself and impress teams enough.
Love to hear it.
Is Charlie Weiss Jr. kind of proven that he's a legitimate play caller, or is this just the Trinidad Chambliss show? Because I think when Lane left, everyone thought the brilliance of what Ole Miss was offensively has walked out the door, and the score 39 points.
They scored 37. They got a late save. They scored 35 in Athens.
Yeah.
They didn't get a stop to the fourth quarter. But
that was Lane Kiffin.
It could be. Lane says that Charlie calls it.
Well, which
everybody,
is it? You tell me.
We'll find out.
don't placate with me.
I can't answer that right now because the game that Trinidad Chambliss played last week, the plays that were deciding games were off schedule plays. When Georgia dials up a blitz and they've got him, and it reminded me so much of Trayvon Walker one-on-one with Joe Burrow, and he jukes him, and he turns around and throws one for 60 and hits Jamar Chase. I mean, when you dial up a blitz with a number one draft pick on a number one draft pick, and he made your guy miss, and then he makes a 60-yard play, that happened several times. And, you know, Trinidad Chambliss, the plays were there, but the plays that ultimately decided the game – where was he got off schedule and made explosive plays.
Yeah, completely agree with that. And I think
he's going to have to do that tonight. I heard you talking about running north-south because Reuben Bain's coming off that edge.
Yes.
Like a nightmare.
Spot on. That's exactly how I feel about it.
I think if Ole Miss wins tonight, he's going to have to play out of his mind again.
Yeah, I agree with that. It bears mentioning that he's a guy that came in through the portal. Division II guy, as did all these other quarterbacks that are in this semifinal. I know it's been a busy time of year for you. I'm going to ask it this way. The last 8 weeks, have you paid attention or talked to more high schoolers or more people in the portal? Which has your attention span been, more on high school recruiting or on portal players?
Agents.
All the above?
Agents, man.
Fill in the blank.
Agents. The portal kids, they're not doing interviews anymore. They're like,
right.
I don't give a damn. You know, I'm not doing.
I guess just
five.
Like who you're talking about, like in your line.
Oh,
of work.
Portal.
Or,
portal.
Yeah. Okay.
Portal. Yeah. I mean, Georgia just signed one of the best classes they've signed, and they were. I would say a Kirby Smart type class. You know what I mean? It's top three or four, no matter what you look at. I know Georgia fans don't want to hear this, but a lot of those guys didn't come because they think the hedges are great and the lights are cool. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
You had to go. You had to win some big boy recruitments, and that comes with two commas sometimes.
Jeez.
And Georgia fans are like, that's good. Who are we getting into portal? You know what I mean? Like the portal, the traffic we have on On3 right now is what it was in 2016 and 2017 when you were doing those last signing day high school, mega. That's where we're at.
I was talking
right now
to somebody yesterday about the Tyson Campbell, Pat Surtain announcement from American Heritage.
Oh, yeah.
That was like legendary.
So
at the time.
I went down to Miami and I broke the James Cook commitment. That's another story. One day, I spent an entire day with James Cook as he walked out of the high school and got in my car. And I said, hey, you need to tell anybody you're leaving? No, we're good. That's another story. We went around Miami and we filmed stuff for a commitment video. I stayed the next day because he played that night. Well, the next morning I go to American Heritage to see those guys. And I remember Patrick Surtain and Tyson Campbell walking out, and I'm going, oh, my God. They look better than what Georgia and Alabama got right now.
Right now.
Both. They were 2'6", 2'6", 2 corners, and they're both for 10'5", 10'6", 100 guys.
Yep.
I was leaving that day, and Corey Raymond from LSU was rolling in. Back then, you couldn't sit down with kids. He just magically walked in at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kids were in the weight room. You know what I mean?
It's crazy how that used to happen.
He looked at me. I said, Coach, I'm out, man. If you accidentally just bumped into the two best corners in America, it's a Christmas miracle, man.
Man, yeah.
Well, thanks. Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're obviously changing a lot with college kids. How much more crazy is the transfer portal? I mean, I've been seeing the trackers everywhere. How much more crazy is it this year versus last year versus the year before?
It's pretty wild. You know, I said something off the air to you guys. This is what I tell people that, like, man, I can't love college football anymore. I'm like, listen, you can't let the path to building a roster suck the life out of you because on Saturdays it's still college football. The views are insane. There's never been better views ever on college football. It's insane. My biggest fear here is we wanted parity. We're going to get parity. But if we're dangerously close, if we don't get some structure to having a New York Yankees Dodgers type deal, because nobody can compete with Texas Tech. There's nobody in America that can compete with Texas Tech. And Texas is paying. And you know, do you want to get into a situation where nobody but three teams again can win because they've got billionaires? That defeats where you wanted. We're close to parity we've ever been. But I'm telling you right now, Texas Tech can go out and get who they want to check right then, which is wild. Where's the rules on that? I mean, if you want to go to Lubbock, Texas, and they're giving you good money, I get it. But they're going to build a roster that nobody can come close to because they got a billionaire who's not stopping until they win one.
That's crazy, man.
We could really go the other end of this deal.
Well, that's kind of what – that was what we always thought when we went 12 teams. It wasn't going to get any Cinderellas. The portal is just who's paying the most. And it's kind of – the thing is, are we going to 24 teams next year?
I don't think so.
Because we are.
I think they'll go to 16.
We don't need 16, Rusty.
I didn't say we need it. You asked me what I thought.
Arguing with yourself.
We're trying to make sense over here, Bo. I think we're going to go to 16. And, you know, I don't know how it's all going to play out. I still think that the G5 kids deserve their own bracket. and you take those eight teams and you do, and if one of them's rated in the top 16 or if the top 12, they get in. But if they don't, we're what? Listen, the James Madison and the Hope State can't listen. The Tulane stuff, that was cute. Okay, but there's no way that you can't tell me Notre Dame and Texas didn't deserve to be in that. It would have been, what, Notre Dame at Oregon, Texas at Ole Miss. Let's have this thing and have those let's have those games and there'll be even more views. Because those views on those last two games, they just lost they just died that day.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out. And there's just so many conversations.
We could sit here literally. We could take a break every 20 minutes until 5 o'clock, and we could not quit talking about what rules need to be changed.
Yeah, I agree. It's the wild, wild west. I mean,
zero rules.
But how do they do it, though?
Well, you know, like everybody says it has to be a commissioner. Well, there can't be a commissioner until all on the same page. And I don't politics, but somebody's got to have some backing of legislation to saying, this is the rules, this is the governing party, and that you cannot sue them once basically this the agreed-upon rules are there. That's the only way I can see it stopping because, you know, everybody's like, we're going to get Nick Saban. Nick Saban's not going to do it if the conferences aren't aligned together, and they're not aligned together.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time. It's like, you know, we can keep pointing at the NCAA. They know that whatever they do, they're going to get sued,
They're getting sued every day. Trinidad Chambliss, if I don't know how much y'all paid attention to this, but this ruling on him is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because basically the background of this, and Tom Mars is using all the right words, you know, mental, and if he can't come back, it's going to cause him a lot of this and a lot of that. And, you know, if he comes back, he's probably a $4 or $5 million player. Now, he can go to the NFL, and I guarantee he's a top two round. But he can stay at Ole Miss next year and make $4 million, and they're probably saying, look, you might have a chance of being the number one pick behind Arch.
Yep.
Right there, you and Arch will be the two guys. You're talking about a $40 million deal, $50 million deal. So there's a lot. This Trinidad Chambliss, not just because Ole Miss, that's a huge deal to get him back next year. I think what it sets as a precedent is what I'm watching.
What do you think about Ty Simpson?
I love Ty Simpson. I mean, I think he's got some flaws, but I'm telling you, man, I talked to a lot of people. I don't know what happened to him down the line. I heard some people say, you know, talked to Tim Watts yesterday. He said, Rusty, he had some medical stuff going on that was really, you know, Alabama lost some momentum. Their offensive line underachieved, and Mike would probably agree. I'm telling you right now, in my experience, what he did against Georgia and Athens and some of those throws and anticipation he did, this guy's a real deal, and he's so underrated with his legs, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's going in the first round. I don't give a damn what he's going in the first round.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going in the first round. It might be 21st. It might be 28th. I'll sit here today, and I'll come back if I'm wrong on January 8th. Ty Simpson's going in the first round.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you bring him breakfast if you're wrong.
You're gonna owe Bo
I'll
Dangles.
Have one before that. You know what? I was at the red light this morning in Cartersville, and I peeped over there. I said, God, that line's short. I don't want to start the year off quite this good for Bo. I might hit it next week.
Attaboy.
Well, Rusty, it was so good to have you back in studio today. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.